Okay, so perhaps we'll first introduce the Masechta with two comments. I hope they don't overextend themselves. I assume you're familiar with the Gideon HaShas on page Adav Beis Amud Aleph. One of the most famous comments of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he quotes from the Chidah, in the name of the Yad Malachi, the Pirish Nozir Eino Me Rashi. That's a double Yadua, just like we had difficulty with the Mefarish and Masech and the Darim. The Chidah says that the Mefarish here is not Rashi. That's the Chidah, the Yad Malachi. So what generally is assumed and accepted in Masechet Nozir, Tesis becomes Rashi. And that's a double boru. Kachama, anyone who learned Nozir, which I've done once or twice. So you read the Tesis, he's a running commentary on the Gemara, and essentially he replaces Rashi. So that's Yesod Aleph. Yesod Bet, I was going to look at the Psukim, but you need a bit of a Chumash. But the Chumash is not completely necessary. I just, this morning, at a rather early hour, I decided to, I didn't have a chance to put it together on the Marmakomus over here. But looking at some Rambams, I did Xerox Perek Aleph. I hope to cover some of that today. But there's a Rambam in the end of Hilchos Naziris. So the Rambam, at the end of Perek Yud, I'll read the Lashon Rambam. He writes, Ha'omer hareini nozir emeseh kach v'kach, o'm lo eseh v'chayotzi b'zeh. Someone who decides to accept upon himself the zeros if he does X or Y, or if he doesn't do X or Y, Harezer Rasha. What a lashon. I was thunderstruck by that language of the Rambam, the end of Perek Yud, of Hilchos Nozir. Unezirus kizo migzeras minezirus rishoyim. That's called the zeros of rishoyim. Abel hanodil Hashem derech kedusha, Harezer Noe Meshubach. If one does it in a kadosh kind of way, that's ideal. That's the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Naso. Well-known psukim that the Ibn Ezra actually is the one who comments on those psukim. I'm sure you're all aware of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra comments on the lashon of Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir Lashem. He's concerned about the lashon. This lashon is quoted by many Rishonim, and the Gemara actually a number of times. The word kiyafli either is a lashon of hafla or a lashon of hafrosha, ish kiyafli, ish kiyafrish. And says the Ibn Ezra that this person ose dvar pele. That's how he understood the lashon of ish kiyafli lindo neden ozi lazil Hashem. He's doing a dvar pele because, says the Ibn Ezra, rov ha'olam holchim acharei ta'avoseihem. Vahu, he decided to, in effect, lihinozer me'olam hazeh. He decided to separate from this world, and that's a davar pele. And then he goes further. The Ibn Ezra, kadosh hu Hashem, nezer al kav arosho. There's a keser. There's a crown that is going to be placed on the head of this nazir, of this individual. The Ibn Ezra then goes on to indicate that nezer or nezirus is lashon keser. We had another rather novel interpretation of the term. Lehi nazer, of course, means essentially li pared, li natek. But he understands the lashon nazirus as lashon of keser. And then he goes on to say in a famous comment, Bida, I don't have the lashon in front of me, kol b'nei ha'odom, he writes over there, the Ibn Ezra, abde ta'avos ha'olam. Most people, not people sitting in front of me, but let's say myself, are avodim to ta'avos ha'olam. And then he writes over there that ha'melech, the real king, she'yesh lo nezer ha'rosho, Mishu Chavshim and Ataybis. This is one of the most striking Ibn Ezra's that's found in Chumash. So the Rambam, the end of Perek Yud Hilchos Naziris, when the Rambam quotes this Lashem, he clearly goes on to say that either one could be a Rasha, and the Naziris is that of Rishoyim, or if you know the Lashem Derech Kedusha, that's called Noyim Meshubach. That's what it says, Nezir Al-Kavav Rosho, Kodosh Hu Lashem, says the Rambam further, unbelievable language. Bishaklo hakosav kenavi. Ram says a nazir is tantamount to a navi. The Rai is from a pasuk in Amos. It's Avtera. I think it's in the second parak of Amos. I taught Amos once. V'akim minechel neviim ubi bachurechel nazirim. So you see, there's a hashva in the pasuk between a nazir and a navi. So that's one comment of the Rambam. Obviously, the Rambam is reflecting a discussion that's found both in Masechet Nedarim, we had it, and also Masechet Nazir on Daf Yutes. The Gemara on Daf Yutes in Nazir quotes the position of Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, that he comments on the pasuk V'chiper Allah me'asher chata ala nefesh V'chi be'ezer nefesh chata zeh el shetzir atzma min ayayin. This is a very famous comment of the Bavli. It's also Yushalmi, quoted by the Mesillas Yesharim. Lo dayechem asher asva Torah, el atarotze lesor odvarim adecha. That's not enough what the Torah prohibited. You want to impose more yisurim upon yourself. I'm very often at chasanis, and one of a recent nature, my grandson, so there was a fair amount of, how shall we put it, yayin saraf that was there, and yayin, regular wine as well. So they asked me if I'm going to imbibe. So I never imbibe. I'm a teetotaler, that's the proper English term, with the exception of Leil HaSeder and Purim. Leil HaSeder because of Rashbam, found twice in Shas, that you have to drink and Leil HaSeder Mashke HaMeshaker, and the Rashbam also Baal Basa, Haseich Nesach Shechel Hashem. And on Purim, there's a din that among young people, maybe the most important halach in Kol HaTorah Kula. Chayev Odom, Livsumi B'Puraya, Ad Lo Yodah, Ben Arhorm, L'Baruch Mordechai, Sev Rashi Yimigilat, Dav Zayin, L'Yishtakev Ayayin. So they were wondering, and then they quoted to me this Gemara in Nazir, that you are mitzar yourself. I said, I don't like wine. So there's no tzar whatsoever that's involved. If anything, it's pure oneg, that I don't drink wine, and I do drink it, but I drink yayin kal. I've actually graduated from 3.4 to 3.6 alcohol, which is now I've become a bal madrega, etc. Okay, so all this is going back to the, number one, Ibn Ezra. Number two, the Rambam in two places, which is very striking, this Rambam, that the Rambam on the one hand tells you that a Nazir could either be a Rasha, or a Nazir could be called a Kadosh, and the Rambam compares him to a Navi. So I want to read one more Rambam, if you don't mind, maybe two more Rambams. The Xerox this morning, that the Rambam says, V'tam Naziris, this is in the third Chelek of Moreh Nevuchim. This is by way of Akdama, so I can let the few other people come. Anyway, V'tam Naziris, says the Rambam, who are precious min ayayim, asher hisim min harishonim v'achronim rabim v'atzumim kol arugov, v'gam elu bayayim shogu. That one could actually, Rachman al-Litzan, be led astray. You don't have it in your text. I just did it this morning. This I usually do 2 or 3 days before. I apologize for my wayward behavior. Anyway, the Gamba Eila, Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel. I didn't write down the exact page. It's in Perek Mem Ches, the end of Perek Mem Ches. That's what I wrote down. So here he writes, Rambam, that many people have essentially gone astray as a result of wine. And he writes, Ubobi din hazan zirus, mashatira mi iso kalashayasim gefen ayayim la archoka yisera, achiaspig lodim meno dava atzorach, kianishma meno nikwa kadosh. Again, one who is disciplining oneself regarding wine. This is the Ramban, by the way, in the Chumash, Kadishatzacha b'mutaloch, don't be a novel b'shusatera. The yain is obviously permissible, and once you use it, but use it wisely, judiciously, use it in a proper kind of way. And then he writes, "Behusam the Nazir says the Rambam back in Moreh Nevuchim, Perek Mem Ches, Third Chelek, b'Madregas Kohen Gadol b'Kedusha, Actually, Yitma Filu Lovi V'Imo Zos Hagdula Meshepir Shmen Ayayim." So it looks from the Rambam that the Rambam clearly has a positive element to becoming a Nazir, and the issue that the Rambam has is someone who does it not the Shem Shamayim. The Rambam calls him a Rasha. At the end of Perek Yud, the Hilchos Naziris. Ha'omer, harini nozir, mesekach v'kach, v'loesekach v'kach, harizir rosha, u'naziris kezo, naziris v'shoyim. Okay, the Rambam actually has this discussion elsewhere. I found it also this morning in the Shemona Prokim, which is found actually in the Pirush HaMishnayos Sanhedrin. The Rambam there, wow, he goes into a lengthy excursus about, the Rambam speaks about individuals who become overly ascetic. They engage in all kinds of abstemious behavior. They're parish min ha'olam, and they think that this is something which is ideal. And v'hitchilu la'anod gufoteim b'chol mina inui v'chashu shem konu la'atzma ma'ala v'asu tov v'shebezei yitkari to'adam Hashem. Barreno, Abraham Lichtenstein used to call this Rambam all the time. Namely, people who think that they are achieving very, very high levels of Kedusha by abstaining from the world. Kilo Hashem sonei taguf. That Rebbe Hashem clearly despises anything of corporeal nature, bodily items. They don't know. She'ela pulot ra'ot. V'shebahem tusag p'chitut b'p'chitut ha'nefesh. And the Rambam calls them sichalim. They are foolish people.
Priest, right?
Could be referring to the priestly caste, but trust me, in the days of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, there were many, they called them pietists, devout Hasidim. We have a fair number of them today, except they're in the other direction. But whatever the case is, who obviously don't have a sense of balance. That's what's missing. This is the Rambam, the normalcy Rambam, that's what I call. I want you to try to be normal. Of course one shouldn't buy from the world, but don't do so excessively. Do so in measure. That's how the Rambam's Derech HaMamutza. But here he goes on and on. V'amar oto asachal. He's talking now about Inyani Refuah. And people take all kinds of samim harifim. And they stop practicing good dietary measures. And they think that as a result of all these wild methodologies that they're going to utilize, all types of different... they become apothecaries and are busy compounding all kinds of things, etc., etc. So the Rambam says that Eilu Heim Choli An Nefasha B'lo Safek. Of course, he obviously recommends going to a doctor, as the Rambam himself was a classic doctor, believed in classic medicine, and he goes on and on. I'm taking it's just unbelievable how the Rambam. And then one last Rambam I'll just mention as well, by way of introduction to this topic. What was that? Okay, good. That's something we are involved in because of prophylactics. Okay, that's a true statement. And a similar Rambam in Hilchos Deos, I just jotted down for myself this morning. It was actually at 4:30. A few Rambams that I saw in Perek Gimel Alech Aleph. Shema, this again, the same idea. But there, as I said, in Shmona Prokim, he really elaborates at great length. And he goes here, Shema Yomar Adam, Holo Vakina Vatabi Vakova, Vachayotzim Derech Rahim, Motzimot Adam El Olam, Efrosh Mehem Biyoter, Etrachik Utsar Acharon, Achu Lo Yuchal Basar, Lo Yishtayayin, Lo Yisa Isha, Lo Yisha Bidiran Na'a, he won't get married, as we said, the priests, and he will not drink wine, etc., etc., Lo Yil Bashmal Bushnoi, Ela Hasak Vatzemra, Vachayotzim Gumkoni, Hovdik Chovim, what you mentioned in the Sana. Gamze Derech Rahim, Vasu Lelech Bo, Hamalek Bederech Zon, Nikra Chotei, Shari Omer Benazir, Vichipra Allah, Meshechot Al Anofesh, whatever the Torah prohibits, that's what you should subscribe to. This is the Yerushalmi quoted by the Seals of Shorim. You want to pile on more chumras and more isurim. People are constantly fasting. Unbelievable. This Rambam, such a hashkafa me'uzenet that the Rambam has to say there. Literally, the ideal is, of course, to try your best. So you see that. And the Zeus has in it, as I said, different elements. I'm not going to, this is just by the way of, as I said, introducing the topic. Okay, so now I want to really focus on the Gemara here in the beginning. I really want to read a Rambam carefully, but that might take the entire shir. And so I'm going to think about that a little bit first. But in the beginning of that Basim and Aleph, as you undoubtedly see, one of the issues that's raised, the Gemara in the beginning, of course, the Mishnah presents something that we are familiar with from Masechet Nedarim, Kinuyim, and Yodos. The Gemara is concerned about the Seder Advarim of the Mishnah, why it changes, and the Gemara that Beis Mevaveis points out that the reason why we presented one before the item, Hainu time of Yodos, Hol Vasilim Midrasha Chavivin Lei. Whatever is derived from a drash is more Chaviv than that which is explicit, that which is mefurish. So kiyur and nedarim are explicit. Yados are not as explicit. That becomes mochaviv. And then Gemara goes on that base of medalef, giving examples sometimes in one direction, the other direction. This is very common in Chazal, that we start with one thing, we call the second item, and then we elaborate on the second item before we get back to the first item. That's the Gemara here on that base of medalef. But along the way, so the Gemara now has a discussion, and this discussion is nogea to the language of nozik, noziach, paziach. We saw this also in a second Dedorim. These are kinuyim neziris. Now, exactly how you translate kinuyim, as the Tosfos writes on top of the page, and also the Ran in the Dedorim, that kol dover sheinu iko shmo keniko kinuy locha v'lov neziris echol dover, the top Tosfos. And the Gemara actually, even in the Mishnah first, the Mishnah speaks about other types of language, such as not hatfasa, that's hareini kazeh, but rather language of hareini misalsil, hareini mechalkel, hareini alay l'shalech pera, harei zeh nozir. So again, in all these situations, we're talking about, again, language which is of a nature not direct, but rather indirect. Now there's a tesis here. I want to just read one part of the tesis. The Tosfos number 4. Nazir, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Harez, Nazir, Vishavatz, the Farish Kol HaKinuyim, Pasach, Vyomer, Nazik, Loma, Nazir, who Ikra, Hashem, HaKosav, HaTorah, Shal Yadol, Shayidei, Lashon, Zeh, Chal, Lav, Shem, Nazirus, who Adin, Imam, Ab, Lashon, HaKinuyim, these Lashonas that I just mentioned, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Vereshin, Masis, and Nazir, Lafushi, Diktoni, Kol, Kinuyim, Nazirus, Kin, Nazirus, of Kinuyim, the well-known Machok Samarayim that we saw in the Dorim and Dafyud, Rabbi Yochanan Bishlokish, whether it's Lashon Umos, as the Tosfos explains, that these are part of Shivim Lashonos. It should be Chal. Lab Davka Sholos Lashonos. V'yeshlomer. De'enoch inami. Digam b'shar Lashonos im makiram u'mevinam u'miskavim l'kavel of Nazirus have in Nozir. So this is a very important statement that Tosfos makes over here. And the Ran Nedarim, also of a similar nature. And I saw in the Tosfos Yom Tov over here as well that they're basically posing the following question, that you don't have here a clarity when you express yourself. However, he said, "Bishar Lashonos im makiram u'mevinam u'miskavim lekabel of nazirus." So that's considered to be having nazir. The Gemara actually goes on Amud Beis now. That's where this is more relevant. But the Gemara discusses on the line number 6 or so, the Gemara says, Omer, hey, I raise a nazir, Dilma, hey, betainus kama. There's a whole discussion also in the Dorim and also in Kedushin. Which of these two seem to be more embedded in the language of a hey? Is there more likely that he has in mind to become a nazir? And the Rishonim have a field day over here, because what does a hey mean? I will become. Somehow it's in the Gabra. The Gabra is going to be transformed. So it seems to be more likely that we're talking about Nazirus as opposed to a tainus, because we know that the Rishonim point out that in the middle of the day, if you have a couple of tainus, it has no value whatsoever. A tainus has to be a full day tainus. There is a concept called tainus shos, but anyway, this lashon of a hay seems to be more in the direction of Nazirus than it is in the direction of tainus. The Gemara then goes on to say, Yadayim Shemochichos, this is the machlokes in Kol HaShas, Habi Yadayim, Labi Yadayim. Essentially, Rishonim resolved the issue by saying that Shmuel's halacha, the law of Yadayim does not apply to Kedushin. In Kedushin, Yadayim Shem Echichus haven't Yadayim. We're talking about where Harayim Kedesh is without saying Li, or without delineating all the elements that are required in order to know that you're Mekadosh this woman. Vashenkin over here, let's see, in the Dorm, in the Zeros, perhaps it's not so. That's the Gemara's Kashi over here. The Gemara answers, no, Nazir Ebel Lefanov. Even if I have Yadayim Shem Echichus, if I have Nazir Ebel Lefanov, so then what exactly is going to happen? That's what we want to explore right now. And the Gemara says, Al Vade. Then Gemara has other suggestions. So at the end of Gemara has the following kasha. This is the most important kasha in these dapim. So what's the chiddush of all this? So the Gemara says, "Ma'u desema bi'inan piv v'libo shavim." That is what is required. Piv v'libo shavim. There has to be a some synchronization between that which I articulate and that which is in my heart. Kamash malon. That apparently you don't require piv libo shavim. Now look in the Tosfos here also. Tosfos divei maschil dikamar belibo. There are two or three Tosfos in here. Dikamar belibo Tosfos lios nazir That's a din in general. We know that from Kedushin, from other sugis in Shas. The Abi Nazir k'siv ki yafli sheyafrish befiv. Avol ki Nazir ebe lefanav upirish b'svasav ehei ubelibo chashav liyos Nazir machshev b'salei ma'anya kilu amar befiv. That's a major chiddush. That even though normally you require pivli b'shavin, Kamashman apparently here it's not necessary, because here you also have Nazir ebe lefanav, and that more or less complements or is mashalim whatever is chaser. And therefore, the text says, Ki'ilu Omar Befiv. It's as if you actually express yourself. I'm going a bit further in the next Taisis. But next Taisis, I'm going to read also Nogiyat to the Gemara. Next piece of Gemara, Ehei Noah. Person uses not the Lashon of Ehei, but Ehei Noah. The Gemara says that's called Yad Nazirus. You consider it to be a Nozir. In fact, the Gemara of Dilma, Enoah, the fun of the mitzvahs. That's the famous halacha of Zakeli Bianveyu. The Gemara in Shabbos, namely, Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sevatari Noah, Vavachenu B'Shiroyim Noim, Omar Shmuel, Shatofus Pesaro. Again, of a similar nature to Nazir Eber Lefanov. So what exactly is Tofus Pesaro? So here, if you look in the, here you don't require Nazir Eber Lefanov, apparently. And look at the Taisis now. Taisis says, Omar Shmuel, I'm reading the Taisis towards the bottom of the page, Shatavs b'saru klomer eheinoah b'mitzvah satuya b'seyer. You go on the zeros. V'ocha lego l'shnuya b'lo tavit b'saru b'nozor ebu l'fano. D'ocha dibu sholim klomer eheinoah b'lo tavit b'saru afil g'nozor ebu l'fano b'shtam mishapir eheinoah b'sham mitzvah b'am the zeros. Here you don't have the same subject as you have by ehei, where there the possibilities are nazirus or tainus. Nazirus clearly is more embedded, the way I explained earlier. It's a din of the Gabra, there's some transformation taking place in the Gabra, and therefore that would be the more likely situation. Mashenken, where he says, hey, Noah, there apparently, Taisus assumes that 50-50. You could either interpret it as far as Nazira, so without Tavis Besaro, you might be inclined to understand this as referring to the din of Zakeli Mianveyu, and therefore, Taisus explains that here you have this situation where Nazir Eber Lefanav is in effect not going to assist you, but Tavis Besaro somehow is going to now resolve the issue. Previous Tavsis as well, I wanted to read that. Mao the same of Binam Pibli Boshovit, that the same issue. I require Pibli Boshovit. So Taisa says, Hoki Gasinon, Velo Gasinon de Lobino. Davi Masha Lobino Pibli Boshovit, Zaino. Kol Nether Betos Lab Nether. If I have a There's no congruity between the peh and the lev. That's called another betos. It doesn't work. The miskaven lama maiser the yom atruma o ipcha al perish al funav lama klum v'yod kasha lama li ayvi lefunav v'abin nazik kevin the chasha belibo. Once you have the machshavas halev, lo binim people libo shabin hachem bi usham. Have the same binim people libo shabin v'achel kilotzi befiva he nazik beferish avagam nazik lefunav. You would have thought that's no good. Kamashulam the machshavas halev megal yadiburo dehe kinazik over the funav. A nazi koma. Okay, I got meshaper pibli boshavin. So Taisus says a number of times he repeats the same idea that you have here pibli boshavin when you have some other additional kind of elements that come into play. So this is an issue that all the mishnayim and achrayim deal with. Now I did with the following that there's one fascinating mishnah brura. I've always been thunderstruck by it. On page number 8 and 9, the last two pages of this handout, the famous halach and shulchan aruch. It's a Mishnah in Saita. Mishnah says that essentially, Elun ne'amarim b'chol oshem. You don't necessarily require the Lashon HaKodesh. I remember when I grew up, so there were many, and also Balei Tshuva. There are many Balei Tshuva who davened from transliterations, as opposed to saying the English, or davening in French, or German, or some other language. So is there any value to transliteration over and above just speaking to Hashem in French? Hashem, we assume he understands Shem and Lashonot. And so the Mishnah Berurah has a famous psak. The Mechaber writes in Beis, in Samach Bet, by Kriya Shema, Yochel Kosev Chaloshen, that's a Mishnah in Saita. V'yizoyim midibre shibu sheba oso loshen. V'yidaktik bo kamob Lashon HaKodesh. What in heaven's name is that supposed to mean? How are you supposed to be nizor midibre shibu sheba oso loshen? Okay, so I speak French fluently. I'm very, very...
The
what?
You messed up the translation.
based on what do you call mess up the translation? What does that mean exactly? Okay, so you have to speak French. You have to take courses in French. And
it's not a translation. It's not the words.
Oh, yeah, that's what I understood it to mean. What? The words meaning?
The end with the same letter, the next word begins with. So you have to make sure you separate the two words.
That's for sure. And whatever shibushim in the Lashon that you're going to use, you have to be exceptionally careful. Otherwise, you will not be Yotzei Kriya Shema. But the didactic book, Kamav Lashon HaKodesh, again, that's not so clear what exactly the Mechaber means. But now look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ah Halacha. Look at the first page of page 8. One of the most famous comments of the Bi'ah Halacha is found over here. So he writes, I mean, I'm not. You don't have to read the Mishnah Berurah itself, but you can, if you wish to. I'm not against it. Mishnah Berurah, let's read him first, just to be fair. In Sif Beis, Mikolko Mizor Modach Atchila Bezeh, Isa B'Shas. Okay, if you're medactic in Kriya Shema, Mitzanin Lo Gehenim, that's a good thing. Shumida Kenegan Bida, Shemacha Shema Orer, Atzma Bezeh, Umeniach Et Chuma Hativi Ledakti Be'osios, B'scha Zeh, he tells you, there'll be Mitzanim. Next, B'chol Oshem, this is on Sivkot and Gimel. B'davka, I cut it off a little, I'm sorry. B'davka Shemeivim Bosa Al Oshem. You have to understand that language. If you're going to say Kriya Shema in French, make sure that you speak French fluently. Wadim B'tfilah, B'chasavozim, B'kiddish, B'chasavitsa, Peres Halel, calls him Mitzad Adim, but of course the Mitzvah Menamuvchar, Davka B'Lashon HaKodesh. He's going to tell you why in a moment. And he calls for Bach, then Sifri Achronim, the Yomein Af Mitzad Adim, Yesh Yizor Shal HaKrosa, you should not read the B'Lashon Achik, the B'Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Here's the problem. Ki Yesh Kama V'Kama Tevo She'enonu Yodim, Ech La'atiko Meitei, V'Shinantom. There's all kinds of explanations the Gemara has. Or the V'Shinantom B'Vanecha refers to Limud. Or Echa L'Shon Chidun. Namely, in Yishalcha, the Gemara in Kedushin. Person that asks you anything in the Torah, Al Tigamgim, Mitoma, Lo Miyad. We don't know exactly what the word of Tofsofo. I think it translates in English as frontlets, whatever that means. So that's the Gemara has a whole discussion, Tat Bekaspi, Tat Be'Afriki, says the Mishnah Berurah. But if you read the Lashon HaKodesh, Afilu Meni Meben Aloshin, Yotso. Dezeh No Motzi, Sheben Yisrael, Lo Yeda, Pasuk Arishin, Bekriyashma, Shakavano, Likuva. Oh, Halavai, he was right. In a motzi that Ben Yisrael would not know the first pasuk is ma'akev. That's a machlokes rishon. Mishakasarye has a whole very introductory piece on Kriya Shema, and he cites four opinions in Rishonim. The position of the Ramban: only the first pasuk is menatorah. That's based on the Gemara and Bracha, the second paragraph. Rebbe was saying a shir. Came this man Kriya Shema. He covered his eyes. Said the first pasuk. Went back to the shir. And Rashi based on Alef and Brachas that Mishakar Pasha Rishona al mitzasa yotza. And the position of the Yonah, two Pashas, and the Rambam Sushita, all three Pashas of the Raisa, the Machlokes where the Birchas Kriya Shema as well is included, Machlokes the Rambam and the Rashba, Birchas Kriya Shema, Birchaseh. But anyway, if you now look in the Bi'ah Halacha on the first page, on page number 8, so he tells you what he mentioned over here, that even if you don't understand Hebrew, you are Yotze. And that's why, in the shul that I davened in when I grew up, many, many decades ago, the Rav insisted that those who were about the Tshuva should Dafka read from a transliteration of the Hebrew. Because this Mishnah Berurah, because this Bi'ah Halacha. Amazing. I don't think people do that. I think people, I don't know if they do it today. I haven't seen any recent transliterated. Even the art scroll didn't put out such an item. So he writes here further, a prima godam as a suffix, and they call it a Lavush. I'm sorry?
Is this word for word? Is that what?
Word for word. Not only word for word, they attempt literally to mimic the Hebrew. The entire, I have a whole siddur I have it in my house. I have all kinds of sidurim. What?
Doesn't give a different perushin.
No, without perushin, the fellow doesn't understand a word of Hebrew. Not a word. He's reading the entire siddur transliterated. Not just the Kaddish.
H-M-A.
Correct. Shema, S-H-E-M-A.
Oh, you're saying that.
Yisrael, Y-I-S-R-O-E-L.
Okay.
And I've seen it now, that transliteration is in several languages, not just in English. It's also in French. It's also in several other languages. Rabban Lichtenstein, that's all. So he spoke French fluently. So one day he wanted to, I don't know if he wanted to demonstrate, it was on actually around Purim time, his mastery of the French language, which he amazingly knew, even though he left France, he was born in Paris, left at the age of one. And he spoke French fluently. Okay, I guess it's not a Kiddush. Okay, fine. Anyway, so he went ahead and translated a piece of the Siddur for us in French. Now, it didn't really help most of us who were not knowledgeable that there were a few French people, French students who actually from Paris, and they spoke French quite well, and they told me that his French was Le'elo, Le'elo. I'd like to have Soloveitchik's Yiddish or his English, whatever it may be. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah here goes through a whole back and forth, but I'm interested in one part. He said that, again, you want to be Yotzi Kriyat Shema, even though the Gemara said, V'chol Lashon Shein Sha'ato Shomea, that does not refer to Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Tems the Mishnah Berurah and said the following. I want to read the last 10 lines of Mishnah Berurah. V'da'o, D'nir Eli B'Pshita. Do you see what I'm reading? The Osim Dvarim HaNemar V'chol Lashon Udafka, Im Anshe Osa Medina Medabrim Kach. Aber manche Medina, Eni B'chol Medabrim Zeh Alashon, Rak Hu V'od Eze Anshe Yichin Yodim Zeh Alashon, Lo Nechshev Klal Medina Zu Shein HaMakar B'zu Alashon. The Bishop of Lashon HaKodesh, Hu Lashon Mitzad HaEtzem. That's his Chiddush. Hebrew language is a language in absolute terms. Mashenken Shal Lashon. Enenu Ki'im Mitzad Heskem HaMedina. That is clearly they accepted upon themselves whatever particular language they decide to speak in. Heskem HaMedina, V'kem Shein Anshei HaMedina Makirim Lashon Zeh, Lo Nikru Lashon Klal. It's not called language. He brings a raya from a Sugan Kedushin that has to be examined carefully. In the Gemara, Davov, Homech HaRufasi, B'Yehuda Mekudeshed, B'Yehuda Koran La'usach HaRufa, B'Sharim Mekom, B'Enim Mekudeshed, even though they have in mind Kedushin Mechaloshin, but it's not the Shon Kedushin B'Samokom, Ein Mekudeshed. Wow, so this is a very big, very significant halachan that in Amid Beis, on page number 9, just the top 3 lines over there, he more or less summarized it, that Tzorach She'yobin B'zeh Haloshin. The fact that people speak this language, he said that only if you understand it, Yotze, and that's why the Rav in the shul that I grew up in was medaktik, dafka, to use for these people, transliterated based on this Bi'alocha. That's what he said at the time. I didn't know much about Mishnah Berurah, but this Bi'alocha I remember from those days. Anyway, so the reason why I'm... Correct.
Then what? You can't say...
You cannot... That's right. You cannot be Yotze the Kriyat Shema.
Or you can't be like a Shnei Tzibur.
No, he doesn't say that. He said you can't... You're not Yotze. The simple pshat in the Mishnah Berurah that you're not Yotze. Okay, but... It is a Pela Shein Kamo, this statement, the Mishnah Berurah. Where did he get it from?
I believe that that's what he really means.
Okay. I have to agree with you, Rabbi Yasger. I don't know where he got it from. What's the mocker for this? It says in my Mishnah in Sota, Eilu Ne'amarim B'chol Lashon. Pretty clear statement. This is a wild Mishnah Berurah. I shouldn't use the word wild. Wild means it's out of the box, okay? I mean, Chas V'Shalom in a negative kind of way. Pell of the Mishnah Berurah. What? He doesn't say that. Why are you? He says it not what you said, B'mchila. He doesn't say that at all.
So you're telling me that if a man stands in front, you have 3-4 French people, a chassid, a kallah, and 2 eidim, in the middle of Africa, where nobody speaks French, and he says in French,
the Kedushin is not chal. That's what he says. I agree with you. This Mishnah Berurah is bothering me my entire life. But the halacha, apparently, it is accepted. That's my understanding. Okay, I only mention that because of our the sugyas that we are learning now regarding Lashon. But here again, I'm going back to the Chiddush of Pi V'Libo Shavim. Okay, so now I want to read a Rambam. Now, I don't know if we'll get past this Rambam. I doubt it. The truth is the Rambam requires every line needs attention of the Rambam. So I'm starting on page number 1, if you don't mind. I'll read the first few halacha. I want to get through halacha hey, if I possibly can. The rule of thumb is if the Rambam is too marich, then we're in trouble, and that's why we're in trouble. So the language starts the Rambam, Hanazirut Hare Hu Bichlal Nidre Isor. Okay, that's not pretty. I think it's pretty straightforward. Means just like we have a passion in the Dorm that a person can ask upon himself, Dorm Hamutarim, the Torah did not ask you, and you did so Bidibur, that's the Pasha of the Dorim. So now we have another additional Pasha, namely the Pasha of Nazirut, that a person is Bekavel upon himself, a Neder Nazirut, also Beyayin, come up a whole Neder. That's what he does when he becomes a Nazir. And there's a further Isurim, as you know, that's in the Pasha of Nazir. Even if he doesn't explicitly state them when he takes the neder nazirut. Let's say a person who just is mekabel upon himself, li nazir miyayin, all the nazirus is chal upon him, namely tiglachat and tumah, That's how it works. Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara has actually a bit later on Daf Gimel on the base. Machlokes Tanoim, Rav Shimon and Chachamim, where Eino Chayev Sheyidah Mikulam, Afilu Loda, Bechad Mehem, Havi Nozir. You're a Nozir across the board, an absolute kind of terminology. Okay, so that Rambam says first that you're considered to be Michlal Yisur Shenemar, Ish Ki Yidor, Neder, Nozir, Lahazil Hashem. That is fine. Umitzah say, the Rambam goes further, Sheyigadel. By the way, there's also a Machlokes Rishonim, which is a very famous issue, whether Isur Nazirus is an Isa Gabra or an Isa Chepza. That's a well-known Machlokes Rishonim. Our Rishonim assume, I mean, again, if you ask me, I don't think there's any discussion. I don't see the whole issue. The Rishonim who assume, and this is a long list, I think he quotes it here, this does he? Among the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam, but the Ritva and the Shin Kubetzes and the Rosh, I believe, in the Darim, and a slew of other Rishonim assume that we're talking about that it's considered to be an Isur Gabra. Isn't that the Pashup Shat? That it's something that a person takes upon himself to become a Nazir. And yet, wow. There's a whole slew of Rishonim who held that's an Isur Chefza. The Ramban in Shavuos, and some claim the Rashba, I saw in the Beis Yosef, he quotes some, a whole slew of Rishonim who hold that it's an Isur Chefza. Wow. And then at the end of the day, if you look in the...
In addition to the Isur Gabra?
No. Alternatively, exclusively at Isur Chefza, as opposed to an Isur Gabra. Billy Ployim. And even the actual Kabbalah Tanazirut, there's a whole discussion whether when the Makabah Tanazirut, is that like a Neder or like a Shavua? Let's say a person asks Pibli Yayim, or he asks things upon himself like a Shavua and the like. I mean, many assume that, I think that's the Mashmos, that Kabbalah Tanazirut is essentially... how shall I call it? A Kabbalah Toar, like you have a certain status that you are conferring upon yourself, correct? And the Kedusha of Naziros that we spoke about earlier essentially is a personal kind of commitment or obligation, and that the Torah, of course, is Mechayiv you based on that Chovas Gabra, whatever is mentioned in the Parsha of Nozir. But again, this is a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether Yisuri Torah, or Yisuri Chetzo, Yisuri Gabra, that's a machlokes Yidua in Kemat, many Masechtas in Shas. But the Rambam goes on to say now that the mitzvah is She Gadol Sar Rosho, Shenema Gadol Per Sar Rosho, Evim Gilach Menizva Ovri Velosasi, Shenema Vitar Lo Yava HaRosho, Vechein Osu Litam of the Mesiv, just listing for you the Yisuri. So okay, I'm more interested in Halacha Hey. And that's really the halacha I have to talk about. But right now, he's just simply indicating that it's included in Nidre Isor. What does he mean when he says Nidre Isor? I assume he's coming La Fuke Nidre Hegdish. That's what the Ram comes to exclude. But there are those who say, no, that Nazirus is considered to be among Nidre Hegdish. You accept upon yourself the Kedushat HaNazirut. But it would seem that this is exactly what the Rambam is trying to essentially disassociate from that position. Okay, I'm more interested, as I said, in halacha hey, and this is halacha where the Rambam just marich, shein kamo, and I don't know what to do with him, and I'm not sure exactly what he has in mind. Clearly he has something in mind, I just don't know what it is. Rambam says, ein omrim b'nazirus atchiyosi b'svasov dover shemashmo etzel kolom ke'inyan shebelibo. You don't say that. He's trying to disabuse you of this notion. Namely, what notion? That you are verbalizing something that everyone understands what's in your heart. No, we don't say that. What do we say? Kevin shegomar belibo va'otzi b'svas of dvarim she'in yonam she'iyen nazir avu she'in inyanot b'chokot v'yav b'she'in b'mashmor d'ashen nazirut hariyun nazir. So the Mefarshim and the Rambam right away refer to the Gemara. Hava amino. Regarding Pivoli Boshavim, Kavash Malon, you don't need Pivoli Boshavim. That's what they say. I, again, have the same problem that you have. I don't understand what in heaven's name the Rambam wants over here. I do know what he wants. He's trying to tell you that apparently...
Yeah.
What was that?
He's saying it's Kol Hana.
Wow.
You have to be Shavah for you, but not for Kol Hana.
That's right. That's what he says. It has to be Shavah for you. He says, Abu Shein in Yonod Rechokot. I mean, no one knows really where you're headed. But since for you, it's a Lashon Nazirut, Harei Nazir. Pilei Ployim. That's of course the Nazar Eibel Lefanav. And then I'm quoting the next halacha, halacha Vav, Ketzat. That's the Nazar Eibel Lefanav. Yama Eyeh, I raise a Nazar. Ehei means Eyeh. The whole Liba Haya Sheyeh Kemozeh, it means like a kind of hatfasa. That's it's called hatfasa in halachic terminology. The Abbe Shalom Pirish, Yama Eyeh Kemozeh. The Chayne Machad Besara, the same what we just saw. Yama Eyeh Noeh, O Ey Mechalkel, O Ey Misalsel. Oshama arayin misalser arayin mechalkel hariyala shalach pera harayz nazir v'ushe yigmar belibo lahazir. This Rambam is absolutely, to my mind, incomprehensible.
Why do you say that?
Okay, I'll explain what I mean.
Our heads aren't big enough to catch what you said.
Okay, so essentially, the Rambam wrote in Halacha Aleph that Nazirus is a neder. A neder requires bitu'is fasayim. Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir la'azil Hashem. And ki yafli, that itself would sort of indicate that Nazirus requires dibur. That has to be something of a verbal nature, and therefore, dvarim shevlev enim dvarim, that's a klal and kol ha'Torah kula. Undoubtedly, there are things that help. Name the Ram himself speaks about kinuyin Nazirus, unquestionably, as the Mishnah wrote, and yodos, Nazirus, I mean, the Gemara has a ribuy that Yados included as some ambitus vasayim, so therefore that's not called Ram Shebelev. But is that so poshut? Because now when he says here, you are Madaik, David, what was that? I'm coming to that. Shemashmon etzel kol ha'om. So it's not enough Shemashmon etzel miktas ha'om, but rather etzel kol ha'om, with the exception of yourself. You're the one who knows what you are talking about. No one else understands what you're saying. What kind of halacha is that? What kind of a din that has no objective kind of status, but rather it's all subjective, the Rambam is saying? Kemenshu gama belibo, liol nazir, correct? Once there's the dvarim shebelev, even though mashmot is only known to you, and somehow the Nazirus automatically is chal. So, what does that mean exactly? How do you understand that?
It's because it's what the Gemara says. If you just said, hey, yeah, and no one's walking, the other Nazirus aren't walking in front of you, that would be totally subjective, and you say no. But since the other Nazirus is walking in front of you, then there is an objective element, and for you, you know, you have your shell of a pen delayed, therefore you're a Nazir. Even if for the rest of the world, they don't get it.
And why should that be? One second, before you just add what you want to say, when the Gemara here speaks about Yodos, so that I understand the Chiddush. That is, even though it's a Lashon Garua, it's not the ideal kind of expression of language, but the Chiddush is that somehow, either we are Mashlim Dvarov, that's what the Ran writes in the Dorim, we somehow add to what he said, or the Chiddush of Yodos is as long as what they call Yodos, you got a handle on it, Tchilas Dibur, that's Lashon the Ran in the Dorim as well, it's Chilas Dibur. So once you have Chilas Dibur, even though we're not seeing, he didn't finish the language he should have, that helps. It means we basically do it for him. We're the ones who are Messiahing his Dibur. That's what the Ran Masech the Dorim. As long as it's Chilas Dibur Shel Nazirus. So you're saying basically that even though here the Ramam's Lashon is Hotzi Bisvasav Dvarim She'inyonam She'iyeh Nazir from his perspective, Avo Bishen Inyonos Rechokos. The Avo Bishen B'mashmon Lashon Nazirus. No one anywhere understands this to mean Nazirus, and when you look at it objectively, it is nothing really connected to Nazirus, or because you're saying, Hareza Nazir.
Say nothing, because you have the other Nazirus walking in front
of you. No, but that's only in that case, Hareni, because Nazir able to fun of, and obviously, that's the Gemara, Tafu Vesaro, or Nazir able to fun of. You need. Okay, so that's it, but somehow that's the assumption. I mean, by the way, even according to the Rambam, he gives two cases, Nazir Eb Lefanov, and Hol, but his Lashon is, look at the Lashon again, Hol Ubelibo Haya Sheyia Kemoze. That's Belibo. The Abbi Shalom Piresh Riyama Eya Kemoze. He didn't say it Hareini Kemoze. He said, Ehei. And Belibo Haya Sheyia Kemoze. The Abbi Shalom Piresh. He didn't say it. And then also to Machad Besaro, as you mentioned, what the Gemara says, Tafel Besaro, So then, Ehei, I will be Mechalkel, or Mesalsel, Harein Mesalsel, Harein Zenozeh, Behusha Yigmar, Beliba Lahazir. Okay, so your argument is that the Rambam holds that since there's a Tafas Besaro, Nazar Ebelefanov, even though objectively it's not connected to, it's not objectively Lashon Naziris, the halacha is that it works. It's a massive chiddush. I mean, let's say a person would say, okay, let me give you what?
Not the Rambam's chiddush, it's the Gemara's chiddush.
Yeah, obviously, you got it for the Gemara, that's clear. Okay. The question is, the Gemara says that I'm not based on Bezov here. I'm asking that, obviously, my Oven Farshim bring down the Lashon of the Gemara. Let me ask you, what would be, because someone asked me this question yesterday. What? I mean, what does he say? I raise a nazir.
So this idea that Rambam is saying, if you have the equivalent for a neder.
And that's what I want to know. That's exactly what I want to know. What's the din in the Dorim? What's the halacha? Is there such a din in the Dorim? Absolutely not.
There has to be Libo Shavin.
What was that?
There has to be Libo
Shavin. Exactly. There you need Pib Libo Shavin. That ain't Shum Shavin. That's a Pshashim, the Pshat in the Gemara. Keep in mind everyone says that. There's a Sefer in the back, I'm sure you're familiar with it. Orach Mishra. Fantastic perush on the nazir. I don't have any svarim on nazir, so I only have what's in front of me, which is probably better. Anyway, so the Arach Mishra, that's what he says. Neder requires piv libo shavim, but naziros does not require piv libo shavim. The question is, where did he get such a distinction from? It says here ishki yafli, and there it says also ishki yafli lindo.
Also requires piv libo shavim.
But so what's the distinction?
The path shavim doesn't have to be a full statement.
Mashenke ben Nedarim, it does.
Right,
but that you are not. You're not telling me what the source for that statement is. I hear you. What's the source? In both cases, neder is the din in haflah. Naziris ishki yafli lindor neder nazir lazal Hashem. The Gemara makes a hekesh. We see naziris in Nedarim. That's how we know the din of yodos. We learn it out from the hekesh to Nedarim. So I would say offhand lechura that the two should be comparable. And the Gemara is saying no, not comparable. And you're saying chiddush, which is. Someone asked me this morning if that person were to say, he told me, Ehei Lemachar, or Ehei Lachad Lamed Yom, what would be the din? because I mentioned before that Rishonim say, the reason why you can't, less likely that Ehei refers to a Tainis, because you can't be a Mekabel Tainis, Bechatzei Yom, let's say you already ate in the morning, so you can't go ahead in the middle of the day, and now it's say, that would not be applicable. But so if Rav Shimon says, Yelach Alamed Yom, maybe it refers to Kabbalah's Tainis. So then I would say the Lashon is no longer Mochiach HaNaziris. How do you know that that language refers to Naziris? I'm asking you that question. I would say Naziris would not be Chal. Okay, the problem that the Rishonim here say that Ehei is Mashma Al Gufo. Somehow it has to do with my body. I'm asking for some transformation, for some effecting some sort of change, metamorphosis in my goof. And tainis is not a shinui ba'atzmo. That's what they were trying to say here. It's not called a shinui ba'atzmo. I thought it was a balabatish svara. But okay, I'm just telling you what I saw in Mishenim over here. Okay.
Only because of the kisarim in your
status? Yeah, that's right. I mean, that David is right. He's saying when the Rambam says here, Eya, raise it nozir, Sheyia kemozeh. That's a kind of hatfasa. That's what's called an aloha hatfasa. That basically, just like hatfasa, the Rambam mentions later on, we don't have it here, but in my Rambam I have it. Perek Beis Aloha Gimel. Hareini bahatfasa. So, but the question with Eyeh, you're saying that's like hatfasa. Okay. And that's where the Rambam doesn't say here, Hareini, but he says Eyeh. Okay, but you still haven't answered my question. I'll get back to you in 1 second. I don't understand the distinction. What's the basis for this distinction? You're right, the Gemara says it, and the Rambam is based on the Gemara. But what's the Svara? Both of them are dinim and aflah, completely, aren't they?
Rivan says, maybe that's what you call them the Svara, right? In Dibra Maskel Amre.
Which page, where are you on? What that? Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
Dibra Maskel Amre, about 20 lines of.
Yes.
Says,
I'm about to read that. I have it underlined. I didn't give me a chance. Okay, go ahead, since you said it.
Right, so it says,
That's what I'm talking about. Arei Faresh means you have to verbalize it. It's like a neder. He's mechalik here. He's mechalik between kedushin on the one hand and the zeros on the other hand.
It's a haflah.
And therefore,
even though it's saying that there's a zeros hakasul by nazir that's different from that.
What's the difference?
Based on this pasuk, exactly how you're going to work it out, to work on that. But in general, I was going to suggest that we're working with a paradigm of in what circumstances can we impose on this person that he has to be a nazir, which I don't think is the correct paradigm.
What's the correct paradigm?
The paradigm is under what circumstances this person wants to be a nazir. It's mashim b'libo. He wants to be a nazir. Under what circumstances is his haflah sufficient to that he can be a nazir? Or does he have to make another haflah?
So you're saying in the darim, for sure he has to. It has to be pibli boshavim. But in the zeros, he does not have to, as long as they're... Okay, that's what they're going
to
say.
The Torah gives you this example. That's why you don't need to be as explicit. In the darim, it's all ambiguous. It's just general. There's no specific. But the Torah is telling you about Nazir is giving specifics. So you already have...
I mean, the specifics of what is usher.
What the matter consists of.
What it consists of, what the content is.
So therefore, you don't need to be as explicit because it's all there in the Torah.
Also, it goes much better with the idea that it's a God.
I agree. I don't understand that whole line of thinking that it's a din in the chetzer, ma kesher. I'm sorry, Nassana, you wanted to say something.
No, I was just saying that if the problem of the reason we give pivotal beishavim is because for Gemir Stas, so even if it's not a strong dibor by itself, but if it's connected to the Gemir Stas.
That's what they're basically saying here, Rabbi Yasger. And David is saying that also. Okay, I mean, I have no choice but to accept the reality. I tell you the truth, I almost did it, but I decided the end not to. There's a famous, this I heard I from Rabbi Soloveitchik. He very rarely, kimat ever, quoted the Bircha Shmuel. Kimat never. And he said, why? He doesn't understand it. His language is incomprehensible. But he quoted the Bircha Shmuel on Kedushin, Simon Aleph. He goes on here, I Xeroxed it this morning, for 5-6 pages, trying to understand this Rambam. Rabbi Baum, you will look into it. Bircha Shmuel, Simon Aleph. You probably will have to spend the entire Shabbos doing it, and all Sunday, so you're a putter from davening.
The
Kamashma of the Gemara?
Yeah.
So I thought you could learn the Pashup Shat, is that Kamashul on Yom Yikwaya, Pivoli Boshavim? Okay, that, he disagrees, but many Rishonim say that. Okay, it's Kamad Mefurash and Rishonim. That you don't require Pivoli. How do you learn the Maskana of the Kamashul? That's right. That's he's quoted according to Tosis. That's correct. That's how Rishonim say Beferish over here. Rishonim. I'm not the. So what do you say? What's the Pshat in the Gemara? You have to explain the words of the Gemara. I would have thought being in people Ibo Shabin on base on a base. Kamashwalan? What's the Kamashwalan according to you? How do you understand the Kamashwalan? Seems pretty explicit that you don't require people Ibo Shabin. The only question is why is the zeros different? That's what you have to sort of figure out why the zeros is different. I mean, I'm asking the Losh of the Gemara, David. That's what you have to do.
You need the people Ibo Shabin of the Dari.
Right.
You need the people Ibo
Shabin of the zeros. Okay, say that. Good. It's possible to understand like that as well. I don't know if I should even start with the Bircha Shmuel. Wow. He basically takes three areas. Wants to know the role of Amira by Kedushin, the role of Amira by Nedarim, and the role of Amira by Naziris. That's essentially what he's trying to delineate and define. It's quite a heady challenge to define that. By Kedushin is probably the easiest. When it says kiyikach ishisha, so the question is how you interpret the word kiyikach. That's a whole discussion in many sugyas in kedushin. Some say amira is included. Some perhaps indicate you could have. Let's say when it comes to there are two elements really. There's amira and nesina. That's what's required in the ma'aseh kedushin. And the gemara has a concept of adam chashuv where In effect, it's reversed. That's not really reversed, but the one who does in Asina, the fact that he receives a present from her, that's called a Mchashiv, Ayyanah. Okay, fine. But Amira is basically Zeh Sakosav. Somehow it's embedded in Kika Cheshisha, that I understand. Good. And he has many, the Gemara has the same discussion. Yesh Yad L'Kedushin or Ein Yad L'Kedushin. The Gemara in the Dorim. We had it actually in the beginning of my second Dorim. So there, the Gemara basically is concerned with the same issue. That I think the Lashon of the Gemara there, does he cite it? I think he does somewhere. That Yesh Yad L'Kedushin, if you, I forgot the exact case now, you tell a woman, Harei Mekudeshali, and then you tell another woman standing there, Va'at, you also. So now the question is, what exactly do you have in mind when you make that kind of a statement? Do you assume that basically you want to marry both of them? Not only the one that you said, Harei Mekudeshali, but the other one as well. That's why I use the Lashon of At. Or do we assume, no, that what you're saying to that person is At Chazoy, you are attractive or something along those lines. But in effect, the Tfisa Kedushim is only going to be to the first and not to the others. So the whole Gemara's Kasha seems also very difficult over there. Namely, Ki'ilu, the Gemara is saying that Lashon plays a role when it comes to Kedushim. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, and that's with all the Rishonim, the Andavav, and that's what we're going to talk about. So we pass in Dayo. Why? Let's say Baisa Inyan, Asuka Baisa Inyan. That's like the Gemara passing the Halacha. You don't have to say a word. As long as we're discussing now the flowers, I don't know what they call it, the flops, flowers, liquor, orchestra, whatever those things are, etc. And that discussion taking place, and then you give her a ring, and not a word is said. We pass the Halacha, the Kedusha Yitzchak. So you see that Kedushin also doesn't require Lashon. Of course, the Chatzil, if you don't have that context, of course you're going to need Lashon. Okay, that's more or less Kedushin. Now the Shaili is the Dorim and the Zeros. What is the distinction between them? Are there distinctions between them? So there clearly there's a distinction between them. That's why he spends 5 pages trying to figure out what the distinction is. I don't know exactly what he said. Maybe if you have a chance, I don't know, all of you, I don't know if you read Bechah Shmuel's, that's what you do in your spare time. But anyway, so it's very unclear. But he seems to learn the Chatchila, like mentioned before, not like you, David, that the Maskana is that Piv Libo Shavin is only requirement by the Darim and not by the Zeros. That's what he seems to say at the end of this whole. It took me 2 hours to read this, and I'm not sure I completely understand it. He also deals with the issue of Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. Where do you apply that? Where you don't apply in terms of the Darim and the Zeros? That's what he's trying to figure out as well. Okay, these are just now. I have here also. Yeah. Which Rosh are you reading?
The Rosh, it's, I don't know, Mike, you, so it's the...
What Daf?
Daf Beis on Beis.
Okay. I was going to read 2 or 3 Roshes also. But okay, go ahead. Which one?
The Rosh,
I underline came out all of them, so that's probably not healthy. Okay, yeah?
It's just interesting, when the Rosh gives the Pshat in the Kamash Madar...
On the bottom?
Yeah, so... It's
just what line are you reading? Because if you don't mind reading it.
It's the first wide line.
Okay, go ahead. Now the same.
And why I point this out is because I've got here a chichit shlema by the Pirish Arosh.
What is that?
There's like a.
Oh, I don't have. I have an old Gemara. Okay, go ahead.
So there's the chichit shlema. It changes the girsa in the Rosh, and he says chosekan b'sof rima ena pirish the kamash v'ron the loy b'inon like pirish b'shov the vaday b'inon libo b'pirish shalom.
Even by Naziris,
but above that, obviously you need Libo
Shabbat.
Correct, that's what the Rosh says. It's called Pibu Libo Shabbat. I mean, that's what the text also says. Behedja. Right, but you need Pibu Libo Shabbat. That's what David is saying. He not only says that, the Rosh, Taisa says that, many I saw say that. But the simple pshat, if you read the Gemara, is not like that. That you don't need people to be Shavim. Wow. But when you read the text of the Gemara, Maila Memra, Mao the same of being a political Shavim, Kamashwal, you don't need it. That's anyone who reads the text of the Gemara knows that's the way to read the text of the Gemara. L'chora. Okay, but you're saying, now the Tzitzit and the Rosh are showing me, but I'm telling you that Rov Gedolei HaRishonim, I'm talking about the Ran and the Dorim, who also cites this piece, and also I saw this in that Orach Mishor And I saw in the Shidin Kubetzes, they all say, Kamashvalon, that you need Pivli Vashem by the Dharma, not by the Zeus. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm not poo-pooing. And I actually found... Well, they'll explain it to you better than I can. Because it would seem that that even though there's a din, I mean, the truth is, I want to be medayik and psukim, but you're not going to like any of this now. This is now speculative, Shein Kamo. What?
It's in the
pasuk. That's what I want to say. It's in the pasuk. So if you look in the Pashit Matos, it says, Ish ki yidor neder, neder Hashem, o yishab ha-shua, leso yisrael nafsho, leyachal dvaro, kol ha-yotzi mipiv yaseh. Kol ha-yotzi mipiv yaseh. And then it goes on, Ish ki yidor neder Hashem, and on and on and on. All the different cases of where it's mentioned. Ah, thank you. Maybe I can borrow one too. I'm a very much retired Balkere. Retired at 13. Anyway, so 15 actually. So here, let's say the Matos. Now the question is this deal correct? It probably you'll say it's not. But why is the Torah constantly in the Pasha of Matos and the Pasha of the Dorim? Look at the language how it expresses how a person formulates a neder. Ish ki yidor neder. That's the language. O yishav ha-shvua, k'chal ha-yotze mipiv yaseh. And now we go on and on and on. Each time, ish ki yidor neder. And different stages of her life, that's how the Gemara in Nara Marasa interprets that. Psukim, v'hefres nidra shala, miftos vaseha, asher osva nafsha. And on and on and on. There is the term that's not used, which one would have expected, is the term that's found in Parshas Noso. In Noso, when the Torah presents the Pasha of Nazir, it expresses itself differently. And that's where the language of Hafla is used. Namely, that here the Torah says the following. I'm reading from Ish ki yafli lindor. It's a perek vof. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe lemor. Daber ben Yisrael v'yamat lav isho ki yafli lindor. Neder nozir lahazil Hashem. The term kiyafli is only found in the Zirus. It's not found in the Dar. Now, does that mean anything? I think it does. Yesh makom ladun b'zeh.
The Rav thinks it means less.
That's correct. Yafli is a lashon. First of all, the word yafli, as you know, there are many mefarshim, have many explanations. Other yafli means where the Targum translates it. Are yefarish lemidar nedir nezir lemezal Hashem. By the way, the Targum in Matos... let me just show you. Again, Matos. Pinchas, Matos. Here the Targum translates, Are yidad nodar kodem Hashem, o yikayim kyom, behold the yipuk mipume yabin. Yipuk mipume is found two or three times in the pasuk. Miftos vaseha.
Whatever comes out of his mouth.
I'm sorry?
Whatever comes out of his mouth.
Whatever comes out of his mouth. Also a bit later in Unkelus and Matos, it says, Yas perish sivas hasa, yeah, so at Anafsha. This is my father's diuk, by the way. My father made a diuk, but he didn't know the Gemara and the Dharam and Nazir. That was not his day. He didn't go to yeshiva a day in his life. Anyway, so I thought there's a distinction between kiyafli, which could also mean the way that the Ibn Ezra says, is kiyafli, that this guy's a pele, he does a dvar pele, because kol ha'olam abdi tavo seyem, and he's a melech shemolech halatzmo. So the word kiyafli has a number of varying interpretations. It's not openly, explicitly, a lashon of dibur that's required by neder. That's what I thought is maybe. Anyway, I told this, I don't want to say, I told this already years ago to Hagoyin Avnisim Alper Zatzal, maybe 45 years ago. So he told me that I see you like to engage in all kinds of speculative, that's what he told me. I thought it was a good deal. No, what do you say? What? That's correct. He showed me the Rashi on the spot. Look at there.
And I wrote the paradox of the Rambam calls it Sefer Hafla.
Oh, that's what he asked me about Nisim Alpin. Both of these are included in the Sefer Hafla. I said, that's a Rambam. He has to, in terms of the way he subsumes things under rubrics, and he has to find the right rubrics. Of course, this is Hafla, this is Hafla. But isn't it striking that the Torah does not use the language of Hafla by Nedim?
What?
Why what? The Parsha of Erechim, that has to be examined. That's right. He asked me that kasha also. Take a look in the Parsha of Erechin, since you're holding all over the place here. What? In the Chukosai, what? Okay, Akasha. Okay.
No, that is what the Rambam is telling you, that it's a matter of the
By Erechin, take a look in Erechin, that's a good Kasha in the Chukosai. That's what Lisa Malbin asked me. Why in Erechin does it say, Ishki Yafi Ned, Erechin of Hashem Hashem? Okay, so I have, okay, this would be quiet. I'm not holding Erechin right now. What?
And how does Rambam interpret that?
Okay, that's it. So there also, the Targum translates the way it translates over here. So somehow the dinim of Erechim, the dinim of Aflah there are also less than the dinim of Neder. That's, I believe, I have arrived from a sugya at Erechim. I don't have it in my head right now. I have to find a few, but I went looking. That's what I did many, many years ago. Okay, I don't know if this is a deal or not. Okay, I see the Machlokes are shown here. How to learn the Kamash from the Gemara. That's all I'm saying. But the Gemara is telling you, what? What does he say? Shadstein, no. Okay, that's what the Rishonim are saying. I mean, he's just citing the Rishonim here that we just saw. That it becomes like the Rosh and the Tosfos. It becomes Pivli Boshavim. So either basically you don't need Pivli Boshavim, but it's ke'ilu, pivli boshavin. Or the Gemara is saying, as I said, you don't need a bechlal. When it comes to, by neder, that's one halacha, pivli boshavin. And by nazir, there's no such thing. I don't know why it bothers you so much. Neder is an isur cheftza. Nazir is an isur gabra. Okay, I told you that Rishonim hold that nazir is also isur cheftza. If it's an isur gabra, so then it seems to me, I understand that better. Why here? Because the issue is the gabra, what the gabra is thinking, and as you said, together with Tafas Bisaro, together with Nazir Gilafanav, that works more readily than Neder and Erechin, which is more a Chefza related, connected kind of item. Okay, I'm just telling you my thinking on the matter. I saw actually, and this is what I Xeroxed for you, but I'm not going to go through it now. We don't have sufficient time, and it's also not so simple. There's a long rush, the Chumas HaRush. If you have nothing to do with yourself for the next 5 hours, you'll.
We're very good to go to small.
On page number 4, so the Rosh and the Chumash HaRosh, well, he's the same issue. He's hacking away at the chilukim between Kedushin and the Nedarim and the Zerus. But he also seems to work with this kind of thesis. I underline, I underline came out the whole thing. But on page number 4, you see the very beginning. Behind the Kamar Rava, Rabidi Azrili. Okay, you have to read the whole thing. I think he also is making this distinction between the Zerus and the Dar. Okay, you can take it with you if you want, if you have nothing to do with yourself, and you can see if that's what he's up to. It's not clear, not at all clear that that's really his intent, but I think there has to be some distinction between the two. Now, I just want to say one last thing. On page 6 and 7, since I have a few more minutes, the chinuch. I decided to look into the chinuch and see how he expressed it. Now, you tell me if maybe this could also be meduyak in the lashon of sefer chinuch. On page number 6 is where he deals with kinuyah and nedarim. I'm just going to read, I think I underlined it, did I not? Medina mitzvah, asher amru zal, kol kinuyah and nedarim kinedarim, charam kacharam, shuas kashuas, nezirus kinezirus, gan omer konem koneach, Kone Israel Kinuim the Carbon, gives us other languages, Kinuim Bacherim, Nazik Naziah, Paziah, Kinuim Naziris, Shvusa Shkuka, Harel Kinuim Shua, Vin Lashon Selu, by the way, this is Lel Yom Kippur, of course, Kol Nidre, we have some of this business. Vin Lashon Selu, Shamacham Shinidonum, Kilohotzi, Hodam Bisfasov, Haloshin Kitikuno, Vlo Nochu Shamashon Matrika Pivoli Boshovin, Vavilotzi Adab Kitikuno Mipiv, it wasn't done properly, Hatam, the Shesh Bilshon Selu Mashmauta Inyan, Shekol HaShomei Yigzor Alav, Shezot Kavanat HaNishba HaNodeh. That's the understanding. V'yachah Shekeinu, Harei Ki'ilu Am HaDover Mevua Kitikuno. It's as if he said it. Shem Lo Tomer Kein Nimtza, Shein Ba'alogim Neder Shua La'olam. Alogim are people who don't know how to express themselves coherently. They would be completely excluded from the Pasha of Neder Shua. V'zeinu Be'emes. Okay, that's what he says here. Now take a look at the next page. When it comes to Naziris, Gamkein, I'm in the middle of just reading what I underline. Gamkein being in the zeros, the kol kinuyah in the zeros, kin the zeros, kol mimshoyah olo, eleg, alagim. No one expressed themselves properly. The darko nomer b'makom nazir nazik or naziach or paziach. V'yom echad moshal tiyal alatzmo. Gon shomar hey nazik or naziach or paziach. Aves a nazir sheinom menazir sheudir epi beliba v'kibun b'vavo k'ma b'shua el v'kevin shebul vavo lehi nazir. V'yom advarim sheish lahavim b'em shei nazir. Avo b'shehi milo shein in yana haniziris muva mitochan yofe. Aves a nazir. This is the Rambam. He's citing basically the Rambam. The chain mashamu shiyadim nazirus kin nazirus ma'im yado kan shama hey the nazir but the funner is a nazir or shama hey noah but tafid b'sar is a nazir chain all the cases etc. So basically he indicates the distinction between the nazirus and the dar. I think this could be embedded here as well. What I said a moment ago is found in the Sefer Achinuch, even though it's primarily grounded on it's around the Rambam, completely grounded on the Rambam, but I believe it's also embedded in the Achinuch. Okay, sure. Good, the Shikach.